Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call this afternoon. We are live, and the telephone lines are open. You can call toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we'll get you on the air here today. And a lot of stuff going on in the world around us, and hopefully we can help you here through the program today to make sense of things a little bit more through God's Word. All right, well, let's go ahead and open our program here today with the word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. Father, just pray you would bless, use us for your glory in some way, some fashion, help us to point people that are searching to Christ. Pray, God, that you would help us encourage believers in their walk with you, and through it all, help us to lift up and glorify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, through the program today. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, good to be with you today, and I'll tell you what, we live in interesting times. That can be a blessing or a curse, but certainly you're not going to get bored with watching what's happening in the world around us right now. And I just talking with Pastor Lutz as he was heading out the door, leaving the studio. And by the way, if you don't tune in at 1 o'clock for Pastor Lutz, his program for the cause of Christ, you're missing a blessing. He's at a great program every Friday afternoon just before us at 1 o'clock, and then I hope after our program you stick around for Pastor Resnacko and an excellent program coming on after us at 2 o'clock. And so that gives you an hour and a half of some really good programming. There's a lot of other good programs on here on AM 1220, The Word, as well. And then, of course, we're on again on Sunday night from 11 o'clock until midnight, an entire hour. And it's a little more relaxed on Sunday night, obviously a little more time. And we get into a variety of things, which is something that was brought up on Friday night that I'm going to touch on a little bit here today. In just a minute, we're going to take a look at something in 2 Thessalonians. In 2 Thessalonians, I think there's something that's important to understand when we look at some of the events and things that are taking place in the world today. And also want to remind you, you can check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com, and you can find out more about the program, about myself, also our church, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. You can find us there, links to our church website and everything. And also you can link to some articles and things that I've written over the years. And there's past programs that are all available there, some comments on some different things, all at livewithpastoral.com. And you can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. And a number of things that I put there. People ask me sometimes about how I come up with the things that I post on there, or how I happen to post certain things. And basically what it is I'm looking up stuff, and I'm one of those people that I start with one tab on my open window as my browser, and I find something there, and I click on that, and I follow that to something else, and then I click on something else, and I wind up with about 20 tabs open, and then almost completely forget where I was originally. So, but as I go through some of these articles and things, sometimes I see some of these articles in the course of looking up and researching and reading about other things, that I find things that not only do I want to be able to remember how to find them quickly, also I think it'd be a blessing and encouragement or a help to somebody else. And so I try to post those on there as well. That's why I happen to have on there right now a link to a a PDF file from the Defense Intelligence Agency, of all things. I don't know that most people typically look at the Defense Intelligence Agency, but it's one of our nation's main intelligence groups, and it's an overview that was done in regards to the Iranian military power. I think it was done in 2016, I think. Let me just take, or 2019, I'm sorry. This is the most recent one. And if you're curious what the Iranian military power looks like in light of current events, check out, go to my my Facebook page, Live with Pastor Al, and you can scroll down and you can see the link for the Defense Intelligence Agency on the Iran military power report. And just kind of curious, go for time's sake, go to page 30 in the report and you'll find some interesting stuff there. So I get some of that stuff on there from time to time, as well as things that are happening in the religious world and other things happening in regards to our religious freedoms and such knots, and just different things that I have kind of eclectic tastes. So I have a lot of that link there. Also want to remind you that you can find us on YouTube, and we are streaming live on YouTube right now, and you can find us there. Just go to YouTube and look for Live with Pastor Al on our YouTube page, and or you can just click over there from Facebook or our regular webpage at livewithpastoral.com. Well, a lot of stuff, like I said, happening. Pray for our country. It looks like so far Iran is just engaged in some saber rattling. It may be that they're trying to They're trying to regroup a little bit here in light of the unexpected taking out of General Soleimani. We talked about that a bit last Sunday night on our program, and I'm not going to revisit all of that right now, but do pray for the situation over there. It's apparent that now, it's pretty apparent, the Canadians and others are now coming out saying that the Ukrainian jetliner that was shot down, 176 people killed, that crashed, exploded, and then crashed just outside of the Tehran airport in Iran, that it was shot down by Iranian air defense system, Iranian SAM missile, surface-to-air missile. There's even video out now showing what appears to be a surface-to-air missile streaking up and then hitting the airplane, and then explosion on the ground immediately following. And so probably what happened, the Iranians, somebody was quick on the trigger finger there, thinking that the Americans were coming after them again after they lobbed a bunch of missiles into the green zone and to an air base in Iraq where we had some troops. Of course, we knew in advance that they were coming. And if you listen to President Trump at his rally in Toledo last night, he was relating how he asked how many of our people were killed, and they said none. And I said, how many were injured? He said none. We were able to get away. And so I'm thankful that our president is measured in his responses. And so do pray for him. It is a difficult situation. And of course, we have the Iranians declared war on us back in 1979. A lot of people fail to recognize that. And we have just not done much about it. In some senses, I'm reminded of a time that President Abraham Lincoln was challenged to a duel. And in order to make his point, because he was challenged, he was allowed to choose the weapon. And the individual that challenged him was much shorter than him. Abraham Lincoln admittedly was a tall man, but this guy was shorter than normal and had very short arms. And so Abraham Lincoln, very tall, had very long arms. He said, my weapon of choice is daggers. And everybody paused for a minute, and I guess some people actually started laughing. And ended up, the guy rescinded his desire to duel. But, you know, the humor of that, you know, if you could see Abraham Lincoln, it probably had about a foot or two reach on this little short guy using daggers. So it wouldn't have been any contest. And the absurdity of it, people thought, this is just stupid having this duel. But we've kind of treated Iran that way in the past, but the problem is Iranians have been steadily developing weapons and materials to fight against us in an asymmetrical warfare, and General Soleimani was one of the geniuses of that, and he's involved in a lot of American deaths, thousands of Iraqi and Iranian deaths and others, probably in Syria and Lebanon, elsewhere, and of course, thanks to the billions of dollars, I think it was about $170 billion or something like that, and $1.8 billion or so in cash, and the rest was in released assets that had been frozen in 1979, but just the $1.8 billion in cash that the Obama administration flew in on cargo jets and unloaded for them, that's what's been paying for these rockets that have been raining down in Israel and raining down in Iraq and Syria and elsewhere. That's what's been paying for the improvised explosive devices that have been blowing up our military personnel in Afghanistan and Iraq and Syria and elsewhere. And that's what's been paying for a lot of proxy terror attacks that Soleimani was coordinating and funding, thanks to the money that the Obama administration gave to them a few years ago. Well, enough of that. I wanted to move on to something, and we were talking about real evil in the world, and I had somebody called the program last Sunday night and said, well, I want to talk about even greater evil, closer to home. And then he went on to try to say the United States was the epitome of all evil, basically, and gave me a conspiracy website that he assured me was totally censored. And I looked it up while I was talking on air, and I said, well, it's not totally censored. I found it right here on my website, online, on my computer. I'm looking at it right now. He says, well, that's because you knew what to look for. Well, actually, after I spent some time this past week looking at the site, I realized that I had looked at this site in the past and realized that it was a conspiracy site that was more grounded in fevered imaginations, probably of Russian propagandists, than it was of actual reasoned intelligence officials, like the guy tried to imply that it was. He tried to say that former intelligence agent, officers and things are the people behind this site. It's a guy in Canada that's behind it, and it looks more like Russian propaganda and news fakes than anything else. But I got to thinking about it. And, conspiracies are something people look at, and it's a way to try and make sense of things that are happening in the world. And I followed conspiracies since I was in grade school. I remember reading about them in the early 1970s. So I've been following conspiracies for a long time. And then I had the opportunity to serve in the United States Air Force. And thankfully, the Lord put me in a situation where somebody who's a news junkie would just give their eye teeth to be. I had an extremely high security clearance, and I handled a lot of highly classified material, and part of my job was to make sure it got to the right people, so it was better than the news, and so I got to read a lot. And during that same period of time is when I rededicated my life to the Lord. And as I rededicated my life to the Lord and felt God calling me into the ministry, I often wondered, well, why has God allowed me to be here? And part of it, of course, was I was around some people who were instrumental that God used to help me rededicate my life to the Lord, surrender the call to the ministry. But also, the job that I had while stationed there in the Air Force, and I was stationed in England at the time, I had opportunity to, in effect, peek behind the curtain, actually more than peek behind the curtain, and see a lot of what was actually going on behind the scenes that you never see in the news, stuff that never makes the news, stuff that I can still never talk about openly. And one of the things that God showed me during that time was a passage in 2 Thessalonians. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, let me read this here. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting verse 1, Paul's writing, he says, And now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, the man of sin, the son of perdition, that's the Antichrist. He's referred to as the beast in the book of Revelation. He's referred to elsewhere as the Antichrist. And he says, talking about this Antichrist being revealed, the son of perdition, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And this, I believe, is referring to there in Revelation chapter 13, where the false prophet makes the image to the Antichrist and commands that everybody must worship the image of the beast and receive the mark of the beast on their forehead or on the back of their right hand. And the chapter 14 also indicates to us that those that receive that mark worship the beast or the Antichrist as God, as a part of that. And this would also correspond to the midpoint then of the tribulation, the seven-year period that occurs after God catches away the believers out of the world. Then the Antichrist comes to power. It's the white horse in Revelation, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, the first one, the white horse, the rider, bringing a form of peace. This would be the Antichrist coming to power. And he, according to Daniel chapter 9, he confirms a covenant with the Jewish people, and then it begins the seven-year prophetic time, Daniel's the 70th week of Daniel's vision of 70 weeks on Israel and the Jewish people in Daniel chapter 9. We're in a parenthesis between week number 69 and week number 70, and these are weeks of years. So the last 7 years, the last week of years, is the tribulation period. The Antichrist at the midpoint of the tribulation appears to declare himself to be God, and he goes into the temple. Daniel chapter 9 says he causes the oblation, the daily sacrifice, to cease. This tells us that the temple will be rebuilt in Jerusalem, and plans are already brought together to rebuild the temple, and efforts are together right now to have a Levitical priesthood trained and ready to go when the new temple is rebuilt in Israel. And at the midpoint of the tribulation, he goes in and he sits in the temple of God, showing that he is God, meaning he declares himself to be God. And you can see where they would demand that people worship him as God. And Paul's saying, don't be soon shaken in mind or troubled that this is already happening or is about to happen. He says, there's some things that have to take place, and it can't be completed. And see, all these conspiracy theories are trying to come up with how some group or organization is going to take over the world and trying to control events, and they're looking at this group and they're looking at that group, whether it's the Bilderbergers or the Club of Rome or the Rothschilds or the Catholic Church or the Communists or the Illuminati, or you can go on and on, the Freemasons or whatever group you want to throw in there. And all these groups come and go, but there's something that's been going on since the Garden of Eden, since Satan declared that he would be as God. And this is what's indicated here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And the Antichrist comes, and Paul continues verse 5, saying, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. There's something keeping him from coming to power. And that's what I realized, that while I was serving the United States Air Force, exposed to all of these classified documents and reports that I was working with, and I realized that there's all these things happening and all these conspiracy theories out there, and some of them hit some things that are truthful, some have elements of truth, some are just completely out there in la-la land. And by the way, if you're wondering how you can sort out through some of these conspiracies, here's a big sign. If they deny that the Jewish people are God's people, that he has a plan for them. That's a warning sign. And the site the guy recommended to me on Sunday night, they're Holocaust deniers, and they say Israel's one of the greatest rogue states in the world, and those are red flags. And if they attack evangelical, conservative, fundamental Christians, which some of the writers on this site did, that's a red flag as well. And if they promote universalism, all religions are equal, all religions have some truth, all religions are valid, nobody can say that any one religion's better than another, that's a problem, that's a red flag too. And of course, that was in that site as well. There's a host of things. If I get time, I'd like to put together a little article about how to recognize a false conspiracy site. But here's what Paul says. Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Letteth and let, same word that's translated as withholdeth in verse 6. And it's being used in the sense of hindering. And that's a word that we use that way sometimes, more in legal documents, without letter hindrance. And so letteth and let means to hinder. And the mystery of iniquity, this is the ultimate conspiracy. This is the devil's attempt to displace God and to be like God and to overturn God from his, and take him off his throne. This is the mystery of iniquity, and it's working. This is not the Rothschilds, though the devil would use them if he could. This is not the Illuminati, though the devil would use him and no doubt has used them. But the devil has all these various groups that he helps empowering, and they come to the for a time, and then they fade into obscurity, and a lot of the conspiracy theories deal with things only of the last few hundred years. But the mystery of iniquity goes back to the Garden of Eden, and this is working in the world. The devil does not know when the Lord is coming back. The devil does not know when the believers are going to be caught up out of the world. So he has to empower various groups at various times. So we fight against spiritual wickedness in high places. The mystery of iniquity is working in the world, but it is being hindered. And it's being hindered through the work of the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit in his present ministry is taken out of the world, that's when we are going to see the evidence of the Antichrist now be able to come to power, because the mystery of iniquity that's working and waiting for the opportune moment without us here, the mystery of iniquity, the devil is going to be able to bring the Antichrist to power, and he is going to achieve his goal of a one-world government under the Antichrist. Well, I'm running out of time. I don't have time to go to all these verses right now, but I'll give you a couple of verses. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22 tells us that we are sealed by the Holy Spirit. You can also see that in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. The Holy Spirit said he would never leave us nor forsake us. And if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, if there's a time in your life where you've become convicted of your sin and your lost condition, and you have prayed and called out to God by faith, believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross and paid for your sin, and that you can't save yourself, you can't earn or deserve or merit salvation or buy it in any way. All you can do is put yourself on the mercy of the Lord, put your faith in Christ that he paid for your salvation with his blood when he died upon the cross. The fact that he was buried and rose again the third day shows he was victorious over sin and death. If you called out to the Lord and confessed your sin and begged him to save you, put your faith in him, the Bible says, "Whoso shall call upon the name of the Lord is saved, shall be saved." And when the Holy Spirit comes into your heart at the moment of salvation, you are sealed until the day of redemption. And when that takes place, when the Holy Spirit is caught up out of the world, we call it the rapture, the catching away of believers. You will go to be with the Lord in heaven, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And then the Antichrist will have the opportunity to come to power. The work of the Holy Spirit through us, salt and light in the world, will be over, and he'll have free course. That's the mystery of iniquity. That's the conspiracy. Join us next time. Thanks for listening. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight, and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.